Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey guys, Alex here. I want to talk to you about our new sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Ooh, yeah. Huzzah!
Go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time only, and you'll get 50% off just about any item.
50?
50.
Whoa.
50.0% off.
Percent.
Yes. When you select one of your items at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs. Plus a free mystery gift.
Mystery gift.
What? And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping for your entire order.
That is clutch these days.
Yeah, no doubt.
It actually upsets me how many places do not offer free shipping.
I know. It's so easy. Just ship it.
Yeah, just fucking ship it.
Anyway, AdamandEve.com and use the coupon code HAPPY when you check out. That's HAPPY.
I'm glad you spelled that correctly.
I was going to yell and do the rest of the Twitter handle. At AdamandEve.com. Use the coupon code HAPPY at AdamandEve.com.
Do it. 50% off. What?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Each week, like every week, we will bring you approximately half an hour of joy into your life. We hope. Sometimes distress.
Yeah.
All through the guise of booze and news.
Booze and news.
Booze and news. With us at this lovely SoCal day is the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
I'm so happy right now.
Tom is so happy.
Yeah, so we are at recording at... I don't even know how to explain it, but it's my...
The best beach house in the world.
It's the best beach house in the world. It's my wife's mother's beach house.
I'm actually realizing as you're speaking...
Yes.
That because we're in this living room, but the living room is like...
It's a little echoey.
It bleeds into the kitchen. It's so echoey because this place is so fucking huge.
Yeah. Huge, huge,
and
huge.
Yeah, so when you hear echoes in the background, it's because we're not recording in Alex's garage like we normally do. We're in this massive beach house, like literally looking at the beach.
At the beach. And I feel bad
because
I feel like...
10 feet away from us.
And I feel like I've been here so many times and I put Tom facing in... And not looking at the glorious.
Did.
So Tom, take a
Tom's
look. Look behind you. That's
beach.
What we get to see.
There's a beach there.
But literally on the beach.
On the beach.
We are
man.
Right there. And it's ridiculous.
This is incredible.
We're recording here every week now, I say.
I don't know. It took us
every
an hour
week.
And a half to get
it's
here.
Worth
that's the thing.
It.
That's
it's
the thing.
It.
It's just far
it
enough away.
It normally takes me 4 minutes to get to Alex's
yeah, that's
house.
True.
And today took me an hour and a half. So I don't know about recording here every week. But today it's a nice little treat.
I'll come here and I'll phone patch myself into you guys.
Yeah, we should figure that out. We should do like space. We could pretend like Tom's on the moon, but he's just here. Lots of echo in the moon.
By the way, it wouldn't make a difference because Tom never speaks into the mic anyway. So
he's like,
I'm talking to the mic all the time.
Oh my gosh. All right, should we tell people why we are here today?
We can.
Yeah.
We are going to go down to San Diego tomorrow.
Correct.
Very early.
Very early.
It's very early for science.
Yeah.
But we're going anyway to produce our beer, our half
brew.
Hour, happy hour
we're
gonna
beer. We're going to brew beer tomorrow.
For the HopCon that's
yes.
coming up
awesome.
In like a month.
Yeah.
I know. I can't believe Comic-Con's going to be like in
a
month.
Someone tweeted me and asked if our beer would be available outside of HopCon. And the answer is, I don't know.
Yeah. None of us know.
Yeah.
That's not a piece of information we could ever find.
I know. I feel like
we could ask them tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, we'll ask them tomorrow. We'll figure that out. But if you are going to be at Comic-Con, please come to HopCon.
Yeah,
Wednesday night. It's via Stone Brewery.
Yeah, I don't know where specifically.
I don't know why brewery is such a hard word for
brewery.
Me to say. Brewery.
Brewery.
I just feel like I'm mumbling
juror.
It. The Rural Juror?
Yeah. The Rural Juror from... yeah, it's from 30... No, it's from 30 Rock.
Yeah. Oh.
Where she gets a job.
BT Dubs, I'm already on my third drink.
Yeah. BT Dubs, I'm sick again. Fuck sick.
What?
And I'm on my first drink and Dayquil.
Oh, that's a good
mixture.
I
think we're all pretty spun up.
This is going to be great.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a question / answers.
Okay. The floor is yours, Alex.
So E3 just happened.
Yeah. It did just happen.
Yeah, and you went.
I did go.
Did you have fun?
Obviously.
Well, okay.
Well, it is funny, though. Like, I've now done E3 so many times, and E3's not like Comic-Con where there's the experience outside of the convention.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't bleed
out
into
downtown LA. There are some E3 parties and like you can get drinks afterwards, but it's not like Comic-Con. Like I've gone to Comic-Con a couple years and not actually ever gone into the convention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You know? But E3, because it's like in LA, it's like, oh, I'll go swing by for a couple hours and then whatever. And so, yes, I went. I did some VR stuff, which was very cool.
Which VR stuff?
The Samsung VR, which was a roller coaster. So you were sitting in an actual movement chair.
Oh, yeah.
And then the only thing that did not make it feel like a roller coaster was the fact that my hair was not blowing backwards.
See, but the movement, fans. They should have done fans because I did a thing that had a fan on it. It was great.
Yeah. The movement and the visuals were fantastic.
That's super fun.
But I was realizing, like, I went with some friends, but then I was walking around and... You know, because it was my life for a couple of years. Yeah. It's like, oh, right. I know
everybody
everyone
that's
here.
Covering E3.
And
yeah,
I felt like a dick because I was with friends. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, someone would be like, Allison, hey. I'd be like, Allison, hey. And I'm not talking like, I love meeting fans left and right. Like, I'm not talking about that at all. Like, I'm always so flattered when I can be at a thing like that and people still recognize me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like, just running into old coworkers and stuff, which still I love seeing. I just couldn't be a part of the convention though
with your friends that you went to the convention with.
So that was the moment where I was like, oh right, I come to E3 because it's almost more of a business thing. Like,
yeah,
even
totally.
If I'm not working it, it's more like showing up and showing your face and reconnecting.
Well,
with
that's kind of how I feel like with Comic-Con. I mean, I love Comic-Con and I started going just as a fan because it was so much fun, but we were covering stuff for Totally Rad Show. Like, that's why I started going. And and now it's like, even though I'm not covering it, I still feel like I want to go just to sort of
be there.
And also you get this thing where, like, I mean, it's sort of like why we started doing this podcast, where it's like, if you're not doing something, like, there's such ebb and flows in entertainment industry careers that when you're on an ebb, I guess, when you just don't have anything going on currently, you still want to keep your face out there and be like, no, I'm working on stuff. It's just not out yet. Or,
you know
what I mean? Because you can kind of drift away and people are like, oh, yeah, that guy from the thing. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons why I still keep going down to Comic-Con.
Keep yourself relevant.
Got to keep yourself relevant to the YouTube children who all
YouTube
know
kids.
Who I am.
did you go to E3?
I did not go to E3.
Oh.
I did not go to E3, but I thankfully now... All of the big press conferences, the Sony press conference,
you can watch
Microsoft
it all online.
Press conference, the Ubisoft press conference, the
Do you
Bethesda.
Say Ubisoft?
I say Ubisoft or Ubisoft. It's just, it depends.
I never know which to say.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only
I
person.
Say Ubisoft. That's
UBI
what I
mean. Soft.
Sounds like a...
I say Ubisoft, but I've heard people say Ubisoft, but then I've also heard people say Ubisoft, and I'm like, I don't know
I think
which
they've
it is.
Said it at the press conference all three ways,
right.
Depending upon who was on
UBI
the set.
Soft.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those crazy French.
But there were some really fun... I mean, the two biggest mind-blowing things for me were... and Tom, I don't even know if Jen knows about this.
What?
But the Star Trek...
Oh, yeah, the VR.
VR Bridge Commander.
Yeah. I didn't show her, but I saw it. It looks awesome.
That is everything I wanted VR to be.
You're sitting there, and you're commanding the starship, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're giving orders. People are...
Yeah.
Well, but you could also be... Somebody else is the guy who's doing the tactical stuff, making sure the shields are down, telling you that there's a Klingon bird of prey just decloaked off the right bow.
That's awesome.
The right-hand bow. That's as nautical that was.
Yep.
It's sort of leftish, but it's a fucking Romulan.
8 o'clock? 8:15?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's somewhere over there.
Yeah, the Romulans will be here at 8:22. We got to get ready. It's like, what? You are horrible at telling
space
us what's going
time.
On at space time. Yeah. 027 for the Romulans to arrive. But that was super cool. Like, that's the type of stuff that I was like, yes, I want to be able to experience VR in a place with other people also in that place.
What's the other one? What was the other awesome
Oh, the other
saw?
One was Bethesda.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bethesda.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, so I guess 3 years ago, Bethesda, because of course I'm just Mr. VR. So I was just like, VR, scrolling through. I was like, no, not interested. Ooh, VR.
Right.
Just because that's like the new hot thing that I'm into right now. So Bethesda, 3 years ago, or maybe even 4 years ago, with the Oculus, when the first Oculus came out,
right?
They showed a development thing at E3 of playing Doom 3.
Oh, yes.
On the Oculus in VR.
Yes.
But they have not said anything about VR for the last 3 years.
Right.
So the guy comes out and was like in the middle of the press conference is, you know, talking about cool shit. And he was like, so 3-4 years ago, we showed off here at E3 people playing Doom 3 on VR.
Yeah.
And then he said, we secretly continued to develop VR. We just didn't tell you guys about it. We have Fallout 4 playing in VR.
Right.
And the new Doom playing in VR. And Fallout 4 will come out for VR, the full game.
Right.
In not October, but
on the PS4.5 or whatever.
For PC. For all the major things.
Right.
Yes.
So happy. I'm even more happy
right I've
now.
Never played Fallout 4.
What?
No, not
Dude,
yet.
It's
but
the
now
best.
I'm like, yes. I will play the shit out of it. And so Jeff, our buddy Jeff.
Yeah. Kanata.
He played. First off, if you watch the Blizzard press conference or the Bethesda press conference, he tweeted, because he's also in the same, like, we're both like, we text each other and we're like, did you see this VR crazy? So he went to E3 and was just like, I did all the VR stuff. Like, there's a Batman
VR game. Oh, yeah, the Batman one is sweet.
Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Dude, Jeff was like, I didn't see the video, but Jeff was like, you literally put on the VR goggles and then you pick up a Batman cowl and then turn and you're looking at Batman in the mirror with the cowl.
Oh, I want that so bad.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, he played. So he, first off, in the press conference, you can audibly hear. So I was just watching the press conference, whatever. And he took a picture of, because he gave out popcorn. And so he took a picture of his popcorn on Instagram and he said, oh, I get it. I get it, Bethesda. You're giving us popcorn. The last letter of popcorn is R. The best thing that ends in an R is VR. I've cracked your code, right?
By the way, popcorn doesn't end in an R. It ends in an N.
Popcorn.
I don't know. There's an R.
It made sense when he said it.
Yeah, and also, I probably, that's not what he probably said, but just let's say that's what he said.
Yeah.
But so then what happened was we're watching the stream, and he was like, the Bethesda guy was like, so VR, and you literally, it's quiet as a pin, and you can totally hear Jeff go, yes! And I was like, I leaned over to Heather because she was watching with me, and I was like, that was Jeff.
That was Jeff.
And she was like, what? And I was like, no, that was Jeff. And then my phone went, brr, and it was Jerry texting Jeff and was like, that was you, right, Jeff? And he wrote, yes, back in the text. But he played it hands-on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was interesting because he was like, you know, it's room scale.
Yeah.
So you're looking around, you can pick stuff up and all that stuff. You're at like some gas station or whatever. But the really funny thing is he was like, what I decided to do was I decided, because it's got the teleport thing where you can like teleport your square. And so he goes, I just started, picked a place and just started teleporting.
Oh,
and teleporting and teleporting and teleporting.
So you could see more of the world.
He just wanted to see how much of the world was in the demo.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a huge open.
Well, that was
so he's going, pop, 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 pop. And so after like the 10 minutes allotted, he was like, guys, I got really far away from where I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And when he took off all the stuff, the lady was like, yeah, you started teleporting out, and they had told us to like stop people from going that far.
Oh,
but
really?
You just kept going, and I didn't really want to stop you.
Wow!
And so he said, he was like, "I didn't decide. There's no NDA or anything. So all this stuff, you know."
Oh,
but he was
awesome.
Like, and he goes, "So how much of the game?" He goes, "This is the whole game, right?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Oh my
wow.
God. Dude, that was one of my favorite games.
I know, like, just think about walking into a room, and then you're in the room. You're walking around, and you're picking stuff up. And by the way, you ready for this?
Yeah.
You turn your wrist, and your Pip-Boy shows up.
Yeah, of course.
That's how you do all your menu
stuff.
What about, like, fighting when you're using, like, melee weapons? Do you still have to use the remote, or is it, like,
I'm guessing you just swing the melee weapon would be my guess.
So,
he did say that they didn't seem to have a VATS system. Which I want to they must. Well, no,
they
I mean,
must.
I'm sure they're doing it, but it's just probably trying to figure out like, technically. They probably also, because people do this all the time where they're farther along with stuff, but they pull stuff out of what they're going to show you
because show
they're like,
everything.
We just want to show, like, look, you could be in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
exactly.
So
but that to me, I was like.
Well, I got to play a little bit of Zelda at the Nintendo booth.
How was it? Everybody was talking about Zelda.
It was really cool, but they made it a point in their presser to say you cannot explore all of the world available. Now at E3, wait, does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
In the time, You don't have enough time to explore all of the world that is available in the demo.
I see. So it's like you're going to choose to go in a direction, and there's a whole other direction that's in the
but
demo.
That's what I mean. Like, I played for 15 minutes, and I was like, fuck, there was a lot. It was really fun, and it was great.
It's an open world game? Is it?
Open world. Yeah. Awesome. That's the thing. I'm not normally a big open world fan, because I am a completionist. Like, I need to finish everything. So if you give me an open world, I just get overwhelmed, because I'm like, there's too many things I have to do. I like
Arkham
more
City
linear
was actually,
things.
And Arkham City, because I'm the same way, 100%.
Really?
I can't do like I really didn't love Red Dead Redemption. Like all these games that people are like, the best game. Like Fallout New Vegas.
That's
Oh my God. But I also need other people with me. I'm a socialist.
Right.
That's not what that word means. but that's not what that means. It's like me and Bernie Sanders. He's here, I can't play.
You're a social butterfly.
I'm a social butterfly in video games. I'll watch movies and TV all by myself all day long.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, video games, I'm like, I need to be in there with friends.
That's why I
love MMOs.
I play alone, too.
Yeah. See, that's why I love MMOs. That's why I love, like, SWTOR was so great, because it was like playing... Now, I have played through a lot of games like Mass Effect, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, there are games, Uncharted. Like, there are games that can sort of get beyond that
for me. I finished Uncharted 4 like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
There was also some really good, cool game announcements, like the Visceral games.
Yeah.
Third person. So, Amy Hennig, did she create Uncharted?
Uncharted, yeah.
So she created Uncharted for 4. She didn't do 4.
She started 4, but then she left halfway through.
But she left to go make
A Star Wars
game.
Yeah, for EA.
An announced one?
They just showed some in-engine footage, and it was like, what?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm behind.
Dude, it is. Yeah. I'll show you the video, and you'll just be like, what the fuck?
Friend of the show, Todd Stashwick, is working on it as well.
This is true. Todd's co-writing it, right? Or something like that? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we can say what he's doing. I think he's co-writing it.
No, I think he said.
Yeah.
On the thing, he's co-writing it.
Okay, can we wrap up the video game stuff?
Sure.
Because I have some awesome personal news that I want to share.
I like where this is going.
So excited. I got a new car.
I got a new car? No, I wish.
Sure. That's personal.
No. Okay. So we've talked about how my brother is engaged, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So he called me a couple days ago to officially ask me to be in the wedding party.
Oh, nice.
As his best man.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
Yeah. I mean, we're calling it I'm his best maiden. But like
that is amazing.
I'm standing up with him, which I was like, what? And I just started crying. And he's like, yeah, I want you on my team. And I'm like, I am on your team.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Sweet. I know, but how cool is that?
It's adorable.
It's not like I'm the only person. He's having groomsmen as well.
Yeah.
I'm the best man.
The best maid.
Right.
You have to plan the bachelor party.
I planned the bachelor party.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for your brother.
Yeah, no. This is going to be...
I feel like girls planning a bachelor party is like the most intense bachelor party ever.
I think
the thing that girls think guys do on bachelor parties is so much more intense than they actually do.
I'm going to be like, strippers and cocaine, right? That's what we're doing?
You're like, this one paid me $1,000. I can kill her.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, my brother's going to be like, all I wanted to do was golf. It's fine.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
I know. Congrats. I'm so excited.
Allison Hayslip, the best maiden.
Right?
That's fantastic. When is the wedding?
He's getting married in April next year.
Okay.
Down in the San Diego area.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's great for me. Her side of the family lives down there, so that's why they're getting married down there.
Do they know where? There's lots of really good venues.
Yeah, no, they've already picked a place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to announce it on the show.
That is smart.
Yeah.
Offline, though, tell me, because I got some deals.
Exactly.
Oh, I know some people.
There we go. But I'm super excited. It's just kind of crazy because I've always said that when I get married, the only person I want up there with me is my brother. Like, I don't want bridesmaids or anything like that.
So you'd be marrying your brother.
No. On my side.
So the other guy would be up there.
My man of honor would be my brother.
That's good. I like that.
So I just didn't know my brother felt the same way. So that's why when he asked me,
that's
I was
adorable.
Like, really? I'm your person?
Oh my God. I'm your person?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Right. Nothing that exciting has happened to me.
Oh.
Whoa. Boo.
That's fine.
Wait. Yeah.
What? Yeah,
come on. We hung out at Frank Sinatra's house last weekend.
Oh God, I totally forgot.
Exciting.
I forgot this. We were all in Palm Springs last weekend.
We all were in Palm Springs last weekend.
So much fun.
I know.
It really. You know, the funny thing is that so it's really rare that Heather and I get a chance because I mean, it's one of those things like first world problems, right? So it's like Heather and I, both of our families like to get together and do sort of trips together. So we have two groups of families that we would like go and do trips together. I love family trips.
Right.
They're just not vacations.
Nope.
No.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
I love them. I'll do them till the cows come home.
Just feels different.
But anyway, so going, it was really great because we were in San Francisco.
You were not in San Francisco.
In Sinatra's house in Palm Springs this weekend with a bunch of friends. And I was like, I got to do this more.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some emails.
Yeah, we should do some emails.
Emails.
Emails. Check the emails.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so we had a lot of people email in.
Oh God, what did we fuck up?
It was me.
Oh.
Although none of you got it and came to my defense. So I'm blaming the show.
What? All right.
We got a lot of emails, but this is from Nicholas or Nick.
Hi, Nick.
So he said, I can't believe you guys failed to recognize a moment of 80s nostalgia.
What?
Oh, okay.
Ba, weep, grunum, wep, ninny, bomb is not a foreign language.
What?
It is a bit of nonsense sprouted from the comedy genius of none others than Sir Eric Idle.
Yeah.
In one of the greatest cartoon movies of all time, The Transformers, the movie.
I don't even remember this reference. Yeah.
So it was somebody put it in a, you remember it was like a subject of an email, and I was like, this guy, maybe I'm saying like something really dirty in Thai.
Yes.
Or
oh my gosh.
It's not.
You're right.
It is the Autobots crash onto a junk planet, and it is the universal.
Oh my God.
It's the universal greeting of friendship.
I totally remember that.
Yeah, that's in the Transformers movie.
To be fair, the way you read it is not how it sounds in the movie.
No.
That is so true.
If you had looked over, you'd be like, oh, universal greeting of friendship from Transformers movie.
If I had heard it, that's my point.
I slaughtered the Bo Weep Nam.
But like, think about it. Like, there are certain movie quotes where if you didn't say them the way they're said in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I was
like,
trying to.
Who are you going
to
call?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, you got a call.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's from. Maybe I'm saying something in German. Yeah, like what's the one from the Necrocomicon? The what?
Klaatu Barata Nictu?
Yeah.
Which
is
from
the old movie.
No, that's the day the Earth stood still.
Yeah, and it's from
Evil Dead. And then this is what they say in Army of Darkness. Yeah. Anyway, so thank you,
yeah,
Nick.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for pointing out
our everybody else that, to be honest, everybody else that put that out. Because there were a lot of people.
I'm glad that our listeners are smarter than us, by the way.
Oh,
always.
Thank you, guys.
I'm like, please, just pick up on it.
Yeah.
And there's the Bobby Lee sent in the other one because I'm seeing it right now in the thing.
Good job, Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee and Nick, thanks for looking out for us.
All right, so first off.
Okay.
So also.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
They fuck you with the cell phones.
What?
Matt.
Drive-thru.
They fuck you with the drive-thru. So Matt sent in a follow-up about the moon base. Remember? Because we were talking about like why does the government have to clear the moon base?
Yeah.
It's the fucking moon.
Okay. What's up, Matt?
The reason why the government has to do that is because of, he said, just off the top to clarify regarding the moon and outer space, this is covered by a few bodies. Primarily,
are you okay over there?
Doing well,
Burpee McPherson.
Keeping it together. Primarily in 1967, the UN's Outer Space Treaty Article 4, which states, states parties to the treaty shall bear international responsibility for national activities in outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies.
Okay. By the way,
yes.
I didn't disagree with the fact that we needed that someone needed permission to do it. I didn't understand why the U.S.
Totally agree.
Was allowed to
and
give
this,
permission.
And this is why, because under this treaty, it basically says anybody who's in the U.S., you guys got to be clear
by
and
the
make
US.
Sure it's cool. Because
but if you're
UN
in a different
like,
country.
Then it's whoever. So, and that's where it's states party to the treaty, so the U.S., shall bear international responsibility for national activities in outer space.
Got it.
So SpaceX doing something in space, that comes under the U.S. Basically,
the
U.S.
is
responsible
the
for the international implications of SpaceX.
Wow. Right.
Including the moon or other celestial bodies.
I see.
Whether such activities are carried out by the government or non-governmental entities. And for assuring that national activities are carried out in conformity with the provisions set forth in the present treaty. activities of non-governmental essential outsourcing. Blah, 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 blah. Science.
Blah, blah, blah.
UN 6060. So basically, everything that happens in space. Now, they also said there's no weapons allowed in space.
Good.
What?
Yeah, I know.
No so those freaking aliens, laser beams.
Not even whips.
I'm going to say
like
whips
say
are okay.
Whip from Adam and Eve.
Well, hello. Yes, any fetish whip is allowed. Fetish whips are allowed. There's a sub clause for fetish whips in the UN treaty in 1967.
I don't think that's a weapon.
Exactly. That's why the sub clause exists.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Anyway, so I thought that was really cool to catch up that it was like there's actually a UN treaty.
Wow.
No weapons. I mean, it makes sense because they don't want like somebody who signed a treaty being like, "Oh, we're just going to put a little rockets that can point down right on your backyard, and we're cool. We're not going to fire them off."
It would look
but
awesome.
I know. Weapons moon coming rockets. Out of space. Yeah. Anyway,
moon rockets.
Okay, was this the one? Yeah, official. Yeah. Okay, so this email is just from Hello.
Ooh.
Okay.
And the subject
is
Russian news.
It's me.
Yeah.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over Russian news.
Nice.
It took me a while to get there, but I got there.
It was a slow burn, but I like where I landed. I think Hello took to heart the fact that we hadn't done Russian news. We were talking about how we hadn't done Russian news anymore.
Right.
So here's a Russian news story.
Okay.
Officials fight perfume boozers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So it...
Oh, wait a minute.
Officials in the northwest Russia's Republic of Komi are discussing a federal ban on large bottles of cologne.
Oh. Because
you can get drunk.
Because you can get drunk.
Yes.
And it's cheaper than some of the vodka.
What?
So people are buying 50 mil bottles of perfume and cologne and chugging it just to get drunk.
Oh my
and
God.
They
That's
smell really good, too.
First off, the taste.
Oh.
I mean, have you ever accidentally put cologne on your lip and you're like, rubbing alcohol.
Buy rubbing alcohol instead, right?
Like, I have a feeling they limit the amount of rubbing alcohol because they're like, what else could get me fucked up here in Russia?
Dracar Noir.
Ew.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, you should try it.
I used to wear
it. Yeah, I think we all used to wear it in the 90s.
Man.
That was sort of like every boy in the 90s turning 15 was like, here's your Dracar Noir. Happy birthday.
Girls did love it, by the way.
Well, they said that.
Did we?
In the 90s.
In the 90s. I was in high school in the 90s.
So were we, putting cologne on and being like, I'm sorry for my smell. So they have gone through. So the measure is intended to prevent residents from drinking the fragrances.
This is why we can't buy allergy medicine anymore, because people made fucking meth out of it.
Yeah, so this is
now
the thing.
Now people aren't going to be allowed to buy cologne.
So dual-use alcohol-based products, perfume, medicine, and cleaning products are the most common cause of poisoning in the area.
Cleaning products?
Cleaning products.
Someone's I should do a shot of Windex.
Yeah. Shit has gone way off the rails.
Yeah.
If one of your biggest problems is people drinking Windex.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you figure out a way to, like, separate it, like, from the Windex or from whatever you're drinking, so that way it's going to be just straight.
I would say
I don't think that's possible.
Well, no, but you have to be able to cut it or something.
I'm sure it's possible. However,
I would.
The people who are smart enough to figure out how to do that
are too
don't drink, drink Windex.
They can afford actual.
And if they do, while they're trying to figure out how to parse it out, they've lost enough intelligence in the Windex drinking that they're back to just fuck it, Windex.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, so that's some
fuck
Russian
it,
news.
Windex. That should be another one of our shirts.
Goodbye.
Hello, fucking news, Russian news. Okay, so another email. This is from Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
So we talked about the gold train. Remember the infamous Russian gold train that turned out to not be a Russian gold train?
Wait, I thought it was a Nazi gold train.
Yeah.
Did I say Russian?
Yeah.
Nazi?
Yeah, Nazi gold train.
Nazi gold train?
The booby-trapped gold train.
Yeah,
right? Yes.
Which turned out not to be a train.
Oh, did it? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, they were like, we found it. And everyone was like, yay, we're here. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's just like a hollow cave. It's not what we thought.
Okay.
Anyway, now, so this is from Andrew. Hi, Dr. Super Volcano Krajewski, Esquire.
Hello.
Allison.
Hey.
And Alex.
What's up?
Love the podcast. Just wanted to send an article about how Poland might have found the Amber Room of Peter the Great.
Yes.
Ooh.
While maybe not as exciting as the gold train, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So thank you, Andrew. So here we go. So could long-lost Amber Room be stashed in Nazi bunker in Poland?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So there's this old...
Yes, it could.
It could,
the answer.
Yes. The answer is probably.
Myself,
I just wrote the entire article. The whole article just says yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So... I think it's there.
Right.
Because the article says yes to my question. Could it be in the Polish thing? So there's
yes.
this giant like so first off, do you guys know the Amber Room? I think we talked about it in the gold
yeah.
train, which is I guess it was Peter the Great. I didn't know who it was, but it's a Russian thing. That's why I think I said Russian, because I think it was Peter the Great, the Tsar of Russia.
So it was taken, but yeah.
That could be totally wrong, but I'm sticking with it.
I'm pretty sure people will email us about that.
They'll be like, I was Peter the Great from Jersey.
Jersey.
Good old Jersey.
From Hoboken, New Jersey. From,
Peter the Great of Hoboken.
Hoboken.
So, that's like Hadouken of Jersey.
Hadouken.
Hoboken. So it's a room that he made. All the walls were made out of amber.
Right.
Which we all know, amber is
where
petrified.
You create dinosaurs.
Yeah, because it's petrified sap, tree sap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jurassic
but
Park
it's worth
style.
And mosquitoes
more
live
of
there,
the money
and we steal
than
their DNA.
Anybody has. Like, it's worth all the money.
All the money.
All of the money.
All the money.
Yeah, like there's a sticker on it and it says for sale.
And
it just said
all the
money. And then a dollar sign.
And then a dollar sign.
And then a dollar sign, a Chinese yen sign.
Yeah.
A pound sign.
Yes.
A hashtag sign for no reason. and then a Bitcoin with then a JK right next to it.
Or just says like JK. No Bitcoins allowed.
No Bitcoins. That's not money.
Or like how, you know, you go on Yelp and when things are like really expensive, it has $4 signs. This has five.
It had five. It said all and then $5 signs.
$5 signs.
And then Yelp, 6 stars.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they think the Amber Room, and because the Amber Room is one of the biggest secrets, because right at the end, like as World War II was winding down, all of a sudden it just disappeared. And it is a
room.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's not like a painting went missing.
Right.
An entire room inside a place, gone.
How big was this room exactly? Was it like the garage we record in, or like a...
Or
big
like your
room?
Beach house.
Compare,
you know,
is it closer to your garage or your beach house?
I'm going to make...
You're just going to guess anyways.
I'm gonna
you have
make
no
a,
idea.
A total guess. Because I remember seeing a picture of it, I think.
Wait,
there's
how
a
would you
picture
see,
of yeah. it?
Well, World War II, there were photos.
There were back then?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
There were photos in World War I.
Humanity is magical.
Humanity is magical. They used the magic of humanity to take photos of the place.
Yeah.
I would say somewhere between... It's bigger than a bread basket, smaller than Manhattan.
Bread box.
Bread box. Box?
Yeah, it's not bread basket. People, the thing is, this is bigger than a bread box.
Yeah, but where do you put your bread when it's not in a box? In your bread basket.
In my
belly.
Wait,
no, what?
No, isn't your bread basket your gut?
Yeah.
No, a bread basket. What?
Oh, that's where you get, yeah.
Yeah, you got hit in the bread basket.
I've never heard that
baby came out my bread basket.
A bread basket is what you get served at a restaurant. It is a basket that holds bread.
It can be
first
a few
off,
things.
That is also true. Yeah. Secondly, it's your stomach.
No, I've literally never heard
now,
that
so
before.
The next time you get hit in the stomach, you're going to say, ooh, my bread basket.
My bread basket.
And then you realize.
I'm going to toss my biscuits from my bread basket.
My bread basket. That's a thing?
It's a thing. Maybe
this
it's
not a thing. You're all lying.
It's totally a thing. You'll say
yeah, we'll Google
you
it.
You're all, you're
well,
all lying
Siri.
To me.
Siri will be like, yes, bread basket, your gut, or a bread basket.
Or a basket full of motherfucking bread.
Or a place where you
but
put your motherfucking bread.
But that doesn't change the fact that when you play 20 questions...
It's a bread box.
It's a bread box.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have a bread box. I think we talked about this on the show.
Yeah,
we walked out and we were like, I was like, see? Bread box.
Bread box. That's right. You.
Bless you.
I had to sneeze. That was
I
a big
it.
One.
Ambergris. Anyway, So the amber... So there... Bless you.
Bless you. Sheesh.
So,
I'm allergic to the beach.
I'm allergic to your amazing beach house.
It happens. It's you're
okay,
allergic
go.
To awesome.
Amber room.
So they believe that they found this Nazi bunker that's covered in moss, and it's like all closed out. Like that's, but they found a hidden room underneath it,
made of amber,
made of something that reflects radar.
What?
I don't know. It could be anything.
Tin foil.
Are you serious? Made of something that reflects
no,
radar?
No, I mean, like, they did ground-penetrating radar, and they were like, there's a room down there.
That sounds
but it's
dirty.
Not like...
Yeah.
Yeah. They did some deep ground-penetrating radar.
Yeah.
You know.
Made of something that reflects radar. Doesn't, like, everything reflect rainbow?
Well, no, but I mean, they know it's a whole, like, there's a cavern in there because of all the deep penetration.
Don't say that again.
Of the radar.
Shit.
It's called ground penetrating radar. I'm not making that up.
I got it.
It's like a little, like, vacuum cleaner thing that you, like, roll across.
It's going to be super awesome when you two go to bed with your wives tonight. Ooh. I go to bed in my own sad little single room.
We're going to have to slap
sex tonight. We should slip notes under that just say ground penetrating radar. Alex, ground penetrating radar. Tom.
Oh,
and then we'll go pass out to sleep because we got to be up so fucking early tomorrow.
Up so early to
and
make
it's awesome.
Beer tomorrow.
Super excited. Anyway, so they think that this is it. They haven't yet cracked it open to find out. But
could the Amber Room be under Oak Island? Remember?
Oak Island
what's
is
in
crazy.
Oak Island?
Have you seen that
yes,
TV
I have
show?
I've seen that show. What's in there?
They
don't
Oak
know.
Island?
According to Assassin's Creed, the video game.
Oh, was there an Oak Island thing?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I didn't know that.
Like a ring that deflected bullets.
What?
Yeah.
In Oak Island.
In Oak Island.
So Oak Island is it's one of those things. It's sort of like, you know, the Jesse James like gold myth that's or not myth, but well, I guess it could be myth.
Yeah.
I don't know what the definition
story?
Of myth is, but fable.
Fable.
That's better.
Yeah.
Well,
because
it might not be made up. It could be made up. That's the thing.
I think
myth
that's what a fable
feels
is.
Like. It's made up. Fable. So let's call it a fable. So anyway, so it's like that. There's a thing on Oak Island.
Okay.
Which is like people believe there's like some sort of treasure has been buried there because of some like poem
yes,
that was written.
Queen.
Exactly. What is that from?
It's just, I don't know, something in popular culture.
Oh, is it?
Saying, apparently. Yes, queen.
All right.
You're too old to get it.
Don't you pay attention to memes?
I do. I love memes.
Memes.
I actually had somebody say that, like, memes. I can't remember who it was, but I was like, I can't correct this person. Like, that's just the sweetest thing. Like, yeah, you know, we just want to do things like blah, 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 and like memes, and just like make sure that we're all
memes.
And I was like, I'm not saying memes.
Memes.
How do you pronounce GIF?
Oh, I fucking pronounce it GIF, even though I know the person wants to say GIF, the person who created it. It's like, it's supposed to be GIF. I'm like, no, GIF is a fucking peanut butter.
That
is
really funny. He said that he wants it to be GIF.
The man who created GIFs said it's supposed to be pronounced GIFs.
That is so weird. Yeah, that's so weird because I think I corrected Heather.
Oh,
she was like, GIF, and I was like, Heather, it's GIF.
Well,
Heather,
now
I was on
it is
the general like population
it's
says GIF.
The word gift without a T.
Oh, I just think it's because it begins with a G.
Yeah, like if you look at it, that's the word gift without a T.
Yeah.
So that's why
if you had put a J in front of it, I would have said GIF.
Right.
We
like the
stories?
Fucking peanut butter.
Because if it was a J. I-F-T, it would be GIFT.
GIFT.
But G-I-F-T is GIFT.
GIFT.
Anyway, all right.
Stories.
GIFT.
All right, story.
Because we're 35 minutes
oh,
now.
Oh, man. Okay, one more story.
One more story. All right, well, this is a great story.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'll do this one. So
we
fun.
Can do a few.
No, this one's really fun.
Tom, you shut your face.
I like doing the show.
You can't say
do
a story
like
and
you guys.
Then less story. All right. French armed robbers hold up McDonald's.
No.
Oh boy. Why?
Full of elite police squad.
Wait,
this
what?
Is awesome. Wait, so
they were
all
like, we're
going
to go
there.
Rob that McDonald's, but the elite police squad was in there.
There were 40.
Having McDonald's?
40 off-duty French elite police squad. Basically the French equivalent of the SWAT team.
Why?
Just happened to be eating there.
Why were 40 of them? That had to have been like a gathering of some
they
sort.
They have their birthday parties there. You know, Ronald comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I take it back. There were 11 of them.
Oh, okay. Thank
which
you.
Which is still a very
still
big number.
Still a lot.
But there were 40 people dining in the McDonald's.
But 11 of them
but 11
were
of them
this, yeah.
were elite French SWAT team members.
I mean, that is so weird. That like coincidence. I mean, I feel like they must have just gotten off of work and all of them were like, let's go get fucking French fries.
Je suis mouton.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not.
Je voudrais shooter vous. Like, do they have guns on them, like when they're eating in McDonald's?
Why, yes, they did.
Continue the story.
They literally were just sitting there. So, what happened was these two guys come in. They're like, hey, give us your money, man. I don't know why they're Mexican.
That totally sounds Mexican.
So super Mexican. Well, because I was going to say, like, I was going to say it in French, and then I was like, no, and I was like, do French accent. And I was like, that's very Mexican.
Give us your money. No, I can't.
See? That was Russianish.
That was
like Ukrainian.
But if you just talk with you make all your words have V's in them, then they kind of sounds French, I think.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
See?
They bust
we?
These
we?
Two guys
we?
Busting that down in there.
Wow.
And they're like, give us all your money.
Yeah.
Je voudrais your money. And everybody's like, oh no, oh no. These 11
Wait,
cops are like, really?
Your
really?
Euros, right?
Yeah. Je voudrais your euros.
Euros.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, these 11. So they were like, well, let's just let them.
Let's let this play out.
Yeah, let's just let them get the money.
Oh,
like,
I
no
see.
Need to do this now.
Right.
We're going to get them.
Right.
Like, this was the wrong place to get.
Yeah.
And so they let them sort of like do everything they wanted to do and leave the restaurant. So then
well,
the people
I guess
inside
technically,
weren't...
if they stopped them beforehand, it's less of a crime.
Potentially, yeah,
right?
If they didn't leave.
Like,
well,
if they
stopped them from doing it, it's attempted robbery.
It's attempted while
if they
walk can
out
get
the
them
door,
for
it's
By
robbery.
The way, that's me thinking because Hot Cop in Italy was like, you're going to say he pushed you because then it's more of a severe of a crime. No, that's not what made me think of that. The fact that he made me call him a robber, not a thief, that's what
right.
made me think
yeah,
of
yeah.
it. It's more severe.
Yeah, so the robbers,
yes.
armed robbers, no
armed
less.
Armed robbers, yeah.
So they go outside and then all 11 are like, finish my french fries, clap my hands, stand up.
Finish their
Royale. They literally
with cheese.
All walked out and they were like, on the ground.
You're on.
And the guys were like, what?
Oh
and I think
God.
They shot one in the leg.
Just
why?
The
because
hey.
He probably, like, fucked 11 people that have guns at me and they were like, yeah, I'm going to shoot you in the leg because we're really good at this.
Wow.
And you're an idiot. So, pang. Bang, bang.
Shoot
and then
leg.
He gets. So then they arrest both of them.
Wow.
And then they're like, great. Give it to the lower cops to do the paperwork. We're go. We got
finish
some,
out American
that's
fries.
That's gotta yeah. go in the like
American
dumbest
fries.
Dumbest criminals of all time, right?
11 SWAT
that's
members.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Off duty SWAT members.
That's amazing.
With guns.
It's like the guy who like broke into someone's house and then stole all this shit and then left, but his wallet fell out of his pants. So
oh
everyone
God.
Knew exactly who he was, you know?
I love dumb criminals.
Dumb criminals.
Yeah. Viva la France.
Viva la France. Anyway.
Viva la France.
So when you go to France
yeah.
and you go to McDonald's, which you will.
By the way.
Because they have the best Wi-Fi.
Well, I was going to say.
Free Wi-Fi.
I actually make it a thing that when I travel to other countries, I always go get a small fry from McDonald's
oh.
because French fries taste different in every country you go to. McDonald's French fries taste different.
That's interesting. Do you also dabble into whatever is the local fare? Like if
oh,
you
absolutely.
Go to Israel, you can go to McDonald's and they have a falafel sandwich.
Oh, at McDonald's. No,
at
I
McDonald's.
Don't. Okay, no.
And in Japan, they have like a fish thing.
Yeah, no. My thing is just eating the French fries at McDonald's because like when I went to China, the French fries are cooked in peanut oil.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So totally different.
Instead of sugar oil like
yeah,
they
sugar
are here
oil.
And other places.
But that's the only thing I'll get at McDonald's. It's just kind of my.
Really? I love yeah. McDonald's is my fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
When
so
I was
much.
In Italy, I had their Coke at McDonald's and it was like the best Coke.
Oh, well, yeah. That's like, because you're getting like the actual sugar. It's like
it
why
like,
I only drink Mexican woo. Coke.
Yeah.
And they're, yeah. yeah.
Which, by
yes,
the way, Mexican
queen.
Coke. Mexican Coke is fairly expensive.
Yeah.
We were
totally
at Costco to get, and we were like, oh, let's get Mexican Coke. And we were like, it's like $20 for Mexican Coke and
well,
like $5 for the
no,
not Mexican Coke.
No, well, yeah, but it's $20 for 18 Cokes.
Yeah, it was
not,
a lot of Coke.
It's not like
it
$20 for
Coke.
Two Cokes. Yeah.
No, it was a lot of Coke.
I have an entire pallet, as you would
ooh,
say,
yes.
Alex, of Mexican Coke in my fridge.
If it is a pallet, I will say pallet.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, people.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we got to get out in the sun.
I know. I want to go back to the beach.
Yeah, I want some
back
food
to the
grubbage.
Beach. Isn't that like one of those Annette and Frankie
it's an
movies?
80s movie with
no
Annette.
I think it's like a 60s movie.
No, Back to the Beach is
oh
80s.
Back to the Beach is
oh it's probably
it's,
because
it's,
of all the Annette Funicello and
yeah.
Frankie Valli movies from the 60s.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then that was the like 80s revitalized
back
please give
to
me
the
movie.
Beach.
So let's get back to the beach.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. You can email us because I'm sure we did some shit wrong on this episode.
Yep.
Email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe to us, rate us, validate our existence on iTunes, on Stitcher, on whatever you listen to podcasts on. I think we're still working on the Google Play thing.
I don't know.
Is this ever
going to
happen? Is it ever going to happen?
It's in a hole. It's in a vacuum hole.
I need another drink.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this week. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't need another drink. Yes, I do. What am I talking about?
Two more drinks.
That is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hasler.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. With us this week has been
woo.
The most amazing not
oh.
has been
oh.
in the world, Tom Super Volcano Crafty.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you.
All right. Let's get back to the beach, everybody.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.